Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now for a Washington report. We're taking a look at headlines out of the United States. The possibility of the U.S. banning Bitcoin and crypto, that's one of them. New York Attorney General Letitia James filing a sweeping lawsuit against former U.S. President Donald Trump and three of his adult children. Well, let's talk about these headlines and a whole lot more with Steve Oaken, Senior Advisor, McLarty Associates. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Not too bad, sir. Another week, another dollar. Let's talk about the United States. The first one that caught my attention last week, I'm glad I got you on the line. Last week, U.S. President Joe Biden speaking in a 60-minute interview, declaring the COVID-19 pandemic over in the United States, even as the number of Americans who have died from the virus continues to rise. I mean, first of all, your thoughts on this?
Well, he probably could have said it a little bit more artfully, and maybe he should have known it would have been taken this way to make that statement.
Yeah.
But he said, look, we still have a problem with COVID, but the pandemic is over.
Yeah.
And look, if you walk around the United States, if you're walking around Singapore now, the pandemic is over, right? No one's wearing masks for the most part. You don't have trace together. You never, of course, had that in the U.S. You've got big events. You're going to concerts. You're going to parties. And so the pandemic phase is over in that sense. And so, you know, he spoke a little bit maybe too strongly as president. But basically what he said was, look, we got a lot of work to do on COVID. That's his exact quote. We're still doing a lot of work on it, but the pandemic is over.
Well, trust me, with F1 rolling into town this weekend, it's going to feel like that. But also, I think, you know, looking at the body language, the tone, it kind of was like passing comment. He's not saying that means let's celebrate. And as you said, you know, he did reiterate that we still have a problem with COVID.
And he said it at the big auto show in Detroit. Yeah. It's the first one they've had since the pandemic. And he said it as he's walking around the floor. He said to the reporter, he said, look, if you notice, no one's wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Everyone seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing. And I think this is the perfect example of it. And of course, he's right factually. But the U.S. is still operating under its public health emergency. That's expected to last until 2023. So again, maybe he could have said it a bit differently, but that is the reality.
Yeah. Okay, Steve, let's talk about the Biden administration instructing U.S. government agencies to double down on Bitcoin and crypto enforcement after the market crashed this year. Seems to be a bit of a stark warning to this particular scene. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, the White House Office of Science and Technology has come out to suggest that Bitcoin should be banned.
Well, they didn't maybe go so far as say to be banned, but they said, look, there has been, you know, $1 billion in losses due to fraud from crypto just since the start of 2021. Look, digital assets have a huge risk to consumers, investors, businesses when it comes to operational failures, when it comes to market manipulation, fraud, theft, scams. So you do have to regulate this without question. And now what the framework also adds, that there could be significant benefits from a U.S. central bank digital currency. So it wasn't against digital currencies, but it's saying there's a lot of risks in the unregulated market, and we have to start regulating.
There's long been that conversation, right? There has to be a bit of regulation. Steve, just curious, how much of this has to do potentially with how last week there was a bit of a government hearing to which one of the officials with regard to this technology was asked, could Russian President Vladimir Putin be using cryptocurrencies as a workaround the sanctions that have been imposed on Russia? You know, ultimately, this calls for a lot more regulation.
Yeah, and it's drug gangs, it's other criminals, it's, you know, feared North Korea has been using crypto for quite some time because there are, look, there's benefits to it, but then there's consequences, and that's why regulation has to come. Of course, it will come. Because the as you see a country like Russia starting to use this now to vacate to violate sanctions or get around sanctions, the government's going to do something. So I think that everybody needs to be on notice that the U.S. government is going to be regulating and that other governments are going to follow.
Yeah. Steve, the U.S. upcoming midterm election is set to be the most expensive ever. Biden's approval rating at this point in time, what are you seeing?
Well, his approval rating anywhere from the high 30s to the low 40s, depending on the poll, which is not good. It's better than it was, right? But it's still, it is not good. But what you've got two things happening, and I would normally say in any other midterm election, I say, well, other than the Democrats, you know, a party with a president in the White House with an approval rating so low would do bad in the midterms. But you've got two things that are completely upending or could upend the normal course of an election. One, of course, is inflation and the economy. Actually, there's three things. The second is abortion. You know, women are in particular, are going to come out to vote in record numbers, it looks like. And then the third is Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is getting more attention than Joe Biden. It's never happened where the former president gets more attention than the current one.
I don't know what to say to that. I even know every time it comes out, I've got a bit of a chuckle behind it. I'm curious, Steve, and really, I don't know enough about this. How much do midterm elections affect U.S. stock markets?
Well, I mean, it certainly will affect it a great deal, because if you see a Democratic-controlled House, Senate, in addition, of course, to the White House, you're going to see much more regulation likely on the tech sector than you might have seen otherwise. You might see more in terms of, you know, additional resources going to the, you know, the green economy. Mm-hmm. And so if it's a Republican Congress, you are going to not see any of that happen, or it's going to be mitigated, a lot will happen. So it will impact the market a lot, especially in certain sectors.
All right. I'm on the line this morning with Steve Okun, Senior Advisor, McLarty Associates. Steve, let's move on to talk about New York Attorney General Letitia James filing a sweeping lawsuit against former President Donald Trump, three of his adult children as well, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Ivanka Trump, as well as the Trump Organization. You said he's getting more attention than the current president. Golly, tell us a little bit about this lawsuit.
Well, the Attorney General for the state of New York alleged a staggering, her word, staggering level of fraud extending over a decade from the Trump Organization. And basically what they did was they inflated the value of all of their assets so that they could get better interest rates, better loans, longer credit terms from lenders. And it was just so, I mean, it was just so blatant. You'd have like Donald Trump say that his personal flat, right, was 30,000 square feet when it was only 10,000 square feet. You know, so it would triple the value of his flat. He would say the Mar-a-Lago was valued at over $700 million because the land could be sold and redeveloped for residential use, when he knew that that couldn't happen because he signed away the rights when he purchased Mar-a-Lago to get an income tax deduction. So he just lied and lied and lied, and that's what this lawsuit is about, is to get back from the organization $250 million in ill-gotten gains.
I wonder what he's probably thinking right now. The guy's been impeached. You know, he's been questioned over Capitol riots. And now there's this, accused of lying, obviously. Is it going to affect his, how should I put it, political clout in any way with regard to his fan base?
Well, it could, because if you can be a Republican who says, I will be like Donald Trump when it comes to the policies he espouses, the, you know, America first, though we have to do more to protect the border, we need to do more to focus internally and not externally, and you get all of that America first without any of this baggage that comes with Donald Trump, all of the lies that have been laid out in court filings in Florida and in New York, and then, you know, people get tired of this. Even his fans get tired of this, even though they like what he espouses. So there could be an opening for someone to take over the lead of the Republican Party. He has it right now, though. There's no question.
All right. I've been speaking with Steve Okun, Senior Advisor for McLarty Associates. Steve, as always, appreciate your time. Take care and have a great day, yeah?
Have a great F1 week, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.